Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Do angels really sing? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Each month, we invite Bible professors from University of Northwestern St. Paul into the studio and open the phone lines for questions on the Bible, faith, and the church. Professors Mark Muska and Brad Sickler fielded your questions with wit and wisdom, and a provocative question came from a listening friend. Is it true that the Bible doesn't really ever refer to the angels as singing?
It is true that typically when the angels are described in what they're voicing, can we say that? That covers them all right. It is saying or speaking or calling. But let me share a verse from Revelation 15 that makes it seem like maybe those are not exclusive,
yes,
right? That saying may be consistent with also singing. So this is a bunch of angels are around the sea of glass, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and amazing are your deeds, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have them. They take up, they sing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb, saying. Mm-hmm. So it's described both ways interchangeably.
Right.
So, yeah, but it does say in that verse 15:3, they sing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb.
Yes. So, yeah, they seem to be overlap considerably. The ideas of speaking or saying and singing. I found the same type of thing in Ephesians 5. Many people are familiar with this in verse 18, where Paul says, do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. But then in verse 19, he says, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So I don't think they were saying them. They were singing them, but it seems like speaking, singing there is seen as equivalent. So I think our Christmas carols are safe. I don't think we have to worry.
They're sweetly singing over the plane.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Mm-hmm. I suspect that probably if we actually heard angels communicating in any way, that it would sound sort of beyond our comprehension.
You know, that's a really good point, because mm-hmm. I think a lot of times we think of angels in a silly, almost cartoonish way, you know, these chubby little cherubs or whatever, or we're overly familiar with them as kind of, you know, friends or companions. But every time they're encountered in Scripture, you know, they'll knock you down,
mm-hmm.
and the fear of them, and people are tempted to worship them even, and they fall mute before them, and they're mighty and powerful and not to be trifled with or caricatured.
It's significant that many times the first thing out of their mouth is, do not be afraid.
Exactly.
That's because I'm shaking like a leaf. Yeah. Thank you for that.